We are on Daf Lamed Amid Beis. We have one more Taisvis on the previous sugya. El Lezakein Be'enei Lefichvoidoi. So the Gemara had said that the Pasuk B'Salamta is coming to tell us that Azakein Be'enei Lefichvoidoi is part of an Hashabbos Aveda. Vim Taima. So Taisvis asks, typically, Bibila Achaisai, we learn out that if a person finds a meis mitzvah, so even though he's heilach lishchei tes pitzchei belomel as benoi, and there's a meis mitzvah, so the kavod abriyas is doiche milas benoi eshchitas pitzchei. So it's an essay sheyesh beikores. That it's doiche, so we see kavod abriyas is doiche mitzvahs chamurei. So let's learn out from over there that a zokin v'enil pikvoidai is potter from the mitzvah of a shavus aveda of kavod abriyas. V'yesh loymal, so Tosfos answers kavod abriyas the meis mitzvah chamur tvei. That is a different sug of kavod abriyas. Shem mutl bebizoyin. The meis is mutl bebizoyin. Penya sriach. Oyech lu klovim. So memele, there's a din that is the kavod abriyas is daiche. But there it's a gewaldike, chomodike kavod abriyas. That who knows what could happen to the meis if he will not be taken care of. So there's a chomadike kavod abriyas, that's a doiche, that's doiche, the mitzvah of mile, shritas ha-pesach. But over here, zokim v'einu lefi kvoidoi, it's not lefi kvoidoi, but al kaponim, it's not such a chomadike kavod abriyas. So we cannot learn out from achoisoi to patar azokim v'einu lefi kvoidoi. Atol gab, now they says second kasha, the beperik misha meisa in muchach, the have a kloyim sheva al tasa, if wearing shatnes would have a din of sheva al tasa, or your nitre mibnei kovid abriyas, would be nitre mibnei kovid abriyas, haino mishum, that means that we would not be poishit. A person is walking bishuk, and they see that he's wearing shatnez, so the din is poishtay afilu bishuk, and the reason is because levishas klaim is a din of kumvasei. If they would have a din from sheva al tase, it would be doiche the iser of kloyim. So Tosfos says there's also a chomodike kavod abriyas. Haina mishum da'orum havi gnus ubezoyin godol. It's a tremendous shande, a bezoyin, to be bishuk, without clothing. Kida'oma, the Gemara says in Yevomis, ein lecho mishukit yoyser, me'oyser yishuhu mahalach orum. So again, there's also a chomodike kavod abriyas, but we can't learn out from that a zoking ve'ene lefi chvoidoi, that he'll be potter from Hashavas Aveda. So now Taisa says a fakelta kasha, but since it says v'salamto, so we see even a smaller kavod abriyas is doiche, even a smaller kavod abriyas is doiche the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So memele, so why do you need the limudim from lachoisoi and of kloyim, that it's the kavod abriyas, achomadike kavod abriyas is doiche? Let's learn out from over here that madoch zokim enoch v'chvoidai is potter, so avad gevis a more chomodike kavod abriyas. So Taisa says, Umehochala Yadin and Dadochi Ella Mamaine. Here is only a mitzvah sheba mamain. So that means, als yenim's mamain, I'm not mechuyev to be mavaza myself. Avali sure, kip my pesach, umila, vegam koris, loy. But that's why I need the lachoisai. Without the lachoisai, I wouldn't know that it's pekoyach to be doiche a mitzvah sesa, which is not a mitzvah sesa sheba mamain. A mitzvah says that she has by chorus, that's why I need la achoysai. Omar Rabbe. Now let's go back to the Gemara, the second line on the top of the Omar. Omar Rabbe. Hikisho chayevo. What does Rashi say? Hikisho. Ze she'enoi lefi kvoida. Yeva zokein ve'ene lefik voidoi, im hikisho hako achas lahashiva. That means he hit it once, lahashiva, he started the mitzvah hashove. Nischayev bo lahadure. Now he's mechuyev to return it, hoyel vehischil. So, there's a Meir, this is a Meir de Kechidish, that since he started Mitzvah Sashove, the Ptul of Zokin Veinel Echvich Voidoi is not applicable anymore. Now there's a Meir de Kebir in this Halochem that the Orcha Shulchan brings down. Abis Zalman, the Orcha Shulchan, Semen Reishamach Gimel Siv Beis, he says a beautiful beer. That be'emison, there is a lav by a shavas habeide, leisucha lisalam. And then there is an esa, hoshev teshive. So, if we will assume, we learned as a machlekes, a rishonim, the mitzvah of, when the mitzvah of hoshev teshive start, we learned 2 days ago, machlekes, a rishonim, the Ramban and the Ran, the mitzvah Hoshev Teshivim starts when he sees it or when he picks it up. So let us just go for 1 minute that the mitzvah starts when he picks it up. That's the Ramban Shita, that's Rashi Shita. When he picks up the Veda, then the mitzvah Hoshev Teshivim is chal. Before he picks it up, there's only a lav of Leisucha Lisalam. So they say, Amir de Kibir, Vihisalamto, is a ptul in the lav of leisucha leisala. That means a person is mechuyev and hashav when he picks it up. Before he picks it up, the only chiyuv that's mutol olov is the chiyuv of leisucha leisala. In this chiyuv of leisucha leisala, there's a ptul of hisalamto. If it's a zokein ve'ein elefich boidoi, you're not mechuyev. To you're permitted to be misalim, bisalamto. The minute he picked it up, there's a new chiyuv of hoshev teshivim. In the chiyuv of hoshev teshivim, there's no ptubis vehisalim pomim shatam misalma. So the whole ptur of bisalamto was only said. If there is only mutal him alav leisucha lisalim, then the zehetah, you're allowed to be misalim. But the minute there was already chal achiyev of hoshev teshivim, then there's no heta of misalamta. That's how the Orcha Shulchan learns pshat in this halacha. Rabbi Zalman, Neven Ozu, in Hilchos Gzeilah Aveda, Perek Yudalef, Halacha Yudalef, Rabbi Zalman wants to be moisif another nekude. He wants to say, afilu according to the Shitas Haran, that the Ran holds that the mitzvah of Hoshev Teshivim is also Chal B'Shasriya. He says, but the Ran is also Moided, there's a mitzvah Hoshev Teshivim and a Chiyuv of Hoshev Teshivim. The mitzvah is not a mitzvah shebemomein. He's not mechuyif to do it. It's a mitzvah like tefillin, tzitzis. So in the mitzvah of Hoshet Teshivim, there's a p'tur b'salamto. The minute he picked it up, or he made a ma'aseh kinyan on it, then there's a chiyuv of hashoveh, and on the chiyuv of hashoveh, then there's no p'tur from b'salamto. That's this din Omar Rabbe Hikisho Chayego. Abaye Rabbi Yosef Kamei de Rabbe. Abaye was sitting in front of Rabbe. Choza Lahanech Izi de Kaimu. So he saw Izim that was standing in front of them. Shokal Kalo, so he took some mud. Vishodebuhu, and he threw it at them, so it seems they were bothering Abaye, they were standing too close for comfort, they couldn't learn too well. So he threw some mud at them that they should go away. Omalei, so Rabbi told them, Icheyavtebuhu, you're mechuyev ready to return them, kuma hadrinu. So now, be'etzem, this is a very difficult halacha, because with the previous halacha we learned, Rashi said clearly, "Hi kisha hako achas lehashiva." He gave one hako with a purpose, with an intent to return it. So Mamela, we said, so already he started the mitzvah of Hoshev Teshivim. In the mitzvah of Hoshev Teshivim, there's no p'tur of Zokim Ve'enil V'kvoida. But that's what was Hikisha Ka'achas LeHoshiva. But over here, that when he threw the mud at them, he didn't want it to start being meshiv them. He wanted they should get out of here. So Memela, so what's pshat that Rabbi told them, Yichayavtabu kum adrino. It's very schwer. Why was Abaye Mechuyim? I saw in the Oitzim of Oshia Talmud, he brings from the Mudei Oyer, there is a concept in the Gemara that animals have a nature of staying in one place. But when you margul them, they should start going on their own accord to go away, run away. That becomes a teva sheni in the animal. And now they get this teva to run away. The Gemara calls this an Ketinu nigra ba yosa. That means you were margul them that they should go out. They should not be confined. Bekitza, Damudei Eir says, this mice of Abaye, that means by throwing the mud at them and making them run away, he was moiled in them a tchune of running away. So he said, this pule made them an aveide. That means till now, they still had good, they still have the tchune of going back home. By making them run away on their own accord, he's making them an aveide. So he says, Amir de Kechidish, that the p'tur of Zokim ve'ein lefichvoidai is if you're a Zokim and it's not lefichvoidcha to be meshiv an aveda, you're potter to be meshiv aveda. But if you're the siba of making it an aveda, that means you were meiled in them this tchune to start running away. So if you make them aveda, so then, there's no p'tur of zokin ve'enel v'kvoidish. So it comes out the way that the Ur learns that it's not at all a hemshech to the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara was, im hikisha ko'achas lo'ashiva. Nischaye Voladur, that means already the Chiyiv of Ashavas Habeit Hoshev Tishim Moschal, and Visalam Tosnada Pturan Hoshev Tishive. This halacha was by throwing the mud at them and making them run away, so that was moiled in them a tchuna of running away. So this pula made them the sheva tchuna of running away, so this made them aveda. If you make it avod, then there's no ptur of zokim bein al pi chavoyta. Iboyilohu. Now we have a very interesting gemara. Iboyilohu. Darkoi lahachzer basode. Ve'ein darkoi lahachzer v'ir. That means, zokin ve'enel of hikvoidoi is relative. That means there's certain things he will do, and certain things he won't do. So he sees an aveda basode, and basode, the shechinim are not around, no one knows him, it's pretty empty in the sode, so mamela there, it doesn't bother him to be misasik and ashavas aveda. But when it comes to the city in front of the Shechinim, in front of everybody, it's not lefi kvoido. So let us first see the shayla of the Gemara. Darkei lahachzer besode vein darkei lahachzer b'hir. Ma? Mi amrinin ashove ma'alye bo'ina. That means the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda is to return it to the Bailam. Now, in order to return it to the Bailam, there's a tag on these animals that says exactly who they belong to. If lost, please return. He knows the address. There's an address, but for him to go to the city with these behemoths, that's not lefi kvoida. Mal, mi amrinen ashove ma'alya b'ino. The mitzvah is to make ashove ma'alya, which would mean to bring it back to the Baila. V'kivin de lav darkei laharzer b'yir, and not lefi kvoidoi laharzer b'yir. Now say zechoch amarayas anayla, so that means if I'm going to start being mitapul, if you want me to do the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda, the mitzvah of Ashavas Aveda, Bishlei Musoi is to return it to the pilot. That I can't do, because it's Alefi Kvaydai. V'kivin de lav darke laharzer behir, loy lechayet, so he's not mechuyif, so finished. Oidume besode mi yesudi chayet. That means, but l'chayre achelik of the hashove he can do, and achelik of the hashove there's no ptur of ein lefi kvoidoi, because this chelik he can do. V'kiven de ichayev le besode ichayev le bir. So if we will say that there's a chiyuv to be meishiv besode, it's a mikzas hashove, but that you can do. So the minute he was mut chal on him, the mitzvah hoshev tishim, now we lost the ptur of leisucha lisalam. So this is one way how to learn the study of shayla. We really have to understand, I mean, what is the tzad? What are the two tzadim betzim? I mean, if you be mechayvim and hashava b'miktsas, so automatically that will be mechayvim to be, then he'll lose the heter of zok ben ufi chavoydoi. So mehechi teishi should be mechayvim. Aces, and you don't have to look so far. Now there's a mitzvah chiyuv of Ashavas Aveda, and that is no ptur. Later when so that he's mechuyev to do, and automatically they'll lose lose the heta of a zokim eidu l'fi chavoyte. But we have to understand the oimik advorim, what the tztodi ashayla are. A Moshe in the Oris wants to say that maybe there's a chiyuv to bring it samuch leir. And what will he accomplish by bringing it samuch leir? Maybe samuch leir, they'll find the Bailim, who will find other people. So Memela could be, he's mechuyev to do that. That means this mitzvah does not have to end in bezeinus. That means, listen, this is no bezein whatsoever. What am I accomplishing? I'm accomplishing that maybe by bringing it samuch leir. The mitzvah will be able to be in the sky and without my bezeinus. Even the imloyimtza yischayev lehisbazois lavia yatzlo yishuvein lechayvay. That are the two tzdodim. A one side is that maybe this alone is a mechayev, and the Bailam will get it. Maybe he'll find someone that'll bring it in the year. So Mamela, maybe there's a chiyuv to do this mitzvah hashoveh. Or maybe, since if he won't find someone, this mitzvah hashoveh will be mechayev him to bring it there, so he's potter legam. Again, the oimik hashayla we really have to understand. Take. Omar Rove, kol bishaloi machzer, bishal chaveroi nami machzer. Something that he himself would, for, if it would be his own thing, he'd be machzer it, bishal chaveroi nami machzer. V'chol that's a din nashabas aveide. V'chol shabishaloi peirek v'toyim. If it would be his behemoth, he would be poirik the masi from the behemoth, he'd be matin the masa on the behemoth, shalchavere nami poirik betoim. I saw in Mishnah Salevi, he asks Lachaire, this is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mot, at the end of the Mishnah, Motza sakai kupa b'chodovo shen darkai li toihareze lo yitel. So these guidelines say in the Mishnah, Dabo shignayu loy, sha'odam choshev, ubein darke lito kupi shaloy lachnis minachutz lebei shimo. Is loyito, a potom eshova sabede, yafin misalamto, so lachere, the Mishnah says, this halacha, so what was Rove Mechadish? Let us go further. Now the Gemara brings down a maisa. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, Avakozel, Beulche. Vogabe Yahu Gabre. So he met someone, Avedori Pascha Doifi. He was carrying a bundle of wood, a spino. He put down the bundle, become mitvach, and he was resting. Amalei Dolili. So he said now, yes, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi, you should put it on me, that the bundle was on the ground, so lift it up for me and put it on me. Now, this was not lefi kvoidoi of Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi. So we'll see. We'll see later, as the sugya progresses, he wanted to do lefnim mishuras hadin. So omalei, kama shoven, tell me how much is this bundle of wood, how much is it worth? Omalei, palge de zuza, half a zuz. Yoivlei, palge de zuza. He says, look, I'll buy it off of you. So mamela, he gave him a half a zuz, and he purchased it. He purchased it from him. Fine. Now, So l'chayaleitik, now there's no more mitzvah of te'ile, because it's his wood. Now, he didn't want to leave the wood there, because it's his wood, so maybe someone is going to go and pick up the wood, and then there'll be a nikshon on this gezel. He didn't want this should occur also. So it's mafkiret. So it's my wood. It was mafkiret. Now, this person, now, he sold his wood. Now the person who bought the wood was mafkiret. Zochibu. So he was zeiche in the wood. Now we played over the same scenario. Now it's my wood. Now can you please help me put it on me? Again, he bought it off of him with another half a zuz. For afkerei, he was mafkerei. Again, he wanted to be zeichen it again. No. I was mafkid for everyone besides you. You can't be zeichen it. So mamele is so finished. So he solved all problems. He says, Lemaise, it's for you, it's not hefka. So Mamela, and if someone else will find it, it'll be Hefka, they won't be Nifshol and Isagas. But you can't be Zeichen it. In fact, the Gemara, me have a Hefka, ki I gavn it. Can you, when you make Hefka, can you say it should be Hefka to a certain segment of people and not to other people? Osnan, we learned a Mishnah in Peyot. Bishami oimrim, hefke laniyim hefke. Ubeisilu loimrim, eine hefke, achi hefke laniyim alashirim kishmite. So Beisilu said, there is no such chalois hefke unless you mafke for everyone. So the Gemara says, El Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, l'kulal mafkerino. Really, he was mafked for everyone. He told them I wasn't mafkirit for you. So I'll kapon him that, he was mafkir from everyone, but he told them I wasn't mafkirit for you. That Yenna should not do the shtick of being zeichen it and making a new chiyuv of tina olav. Fragte Gemorre, bei Rabbi Shmuel, bei Rabbi Yosi, Zoking, bei Einei, Lefi Kvoi, they have it. That was the whole problem. That means it was a Zoking, bei Einei, Lefi Kvoi, they. So why did he need this whole dreidel to purchase it and then be mafkere? Let him just tell him, anshuldik, that this is not Lefi Kvoi, and I'm potter. We learned before by Prika Teine, Kosha Bishaloi, Einai Perik Vetoyin, is not Mechui Bishal Chaveroi. So the boy answers Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yosi, Lifnim Mishuras Adin Udod. Einachanami, Meiker Adin, Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yosi could have told him that, I'm sorry, I'm Potter, Talafi Kvoidi. But Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi wanted to do lifnim mishur esadim. He didn't want to pat himself meiker adin. So therefore he made this whole dreid. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi, Mao she is chayv l'shibel and mechayv l'haschol b'shabos b'sod. Given the chayv she sees him, kai mechayv af b'yam. Perik v'toyin, perik masa min hachamir, v'toyin olov, v'chsiv, ozoiv, tazoiv, hokim tokim. Pascha do'ifi, masa yishaleitzim, v'kom mitfach, oim v'lofo, she wanted a rest. Doli li, hiti nani, put it on me. So the Gemara said, if you can make hefker to a certain segment of people, Hefkelanim have hefkafagav shleif kir elanim have hefkelam iftamina maisa. So, but that's only according to Beishamai. Beisilul holds here, you have to make hefkelanim alashir. So the Gemara said that Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi, that Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi, purchased the wood from this person was Lefnim Yeshua Sadeh. The Tani Rabbi Yosef is a posik in Yisroi, that Yisroi told Moshe Rabbeinu, Vidata Lahem Esaderech Yelchu Bo, So Rabbi Yosef said that he darshan from this posik a few droshes. Voidato lohem. You should inform them. Ze beis chayehem. This is, we should tell them, inform them of beis chayehem. We'll see a few pshotem. Es haderech Zu gemilas chasodem. This is the derech of the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. Yelchu ze bikocholem. Bo sukvure. Besamaise ze hadin. Ashayasun zu lifnim mishuras hadin. So memeila, we see from this posik that there is a chiv to do lifnim mishuras hadin. So that is why Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi did not want to be soimach on this heter of zokin bein lufi chvoidoi. That's why he purchased the eitz. Zot Rashi, ze beis chayehem. Lilmoid lohem umnis lispalnes boi. You should inform them lohem, that what they need for themselves, that they should learn an umnes, lispalnes boy. Chukais v'toyres ksivi bereshet dekro. The beginning of the pasuk speaks about, you told them they should tell them, bizalta sms achukim v'satoyres. So that's what speaking about ruchnias. Beis chayayim is lilmoid lahem umnes lihisparnes boy. L'chayre des ha-shaylem, number one, why is there an inyan that they should inform them that they should learn an umnes? We're speaking about they won the midbar, the nitna teira lo'ichle yamon, there was l'chayre no need for an umnes. So that's l'chayre not a kasha, because in that matter they were aimed l'konis l'aretz Yisrael miyad, and so in Eretz Yisrael you have to inform them, kol teire sheni malocha seifer b'teile. So he told them, beis chayeyem, how they should be misadar, beis chayeyem. The Ben Yehuda asks a shayla, fine, but how does Parshas Yisroi, Yisroi told Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw that he alone should have on his shoulders the whole oil of being the dying of Klal Yisroel, it's too hard for him. He told him to be the man of Dayan, fine. And that's what the parsha is speaking about. Now all of a sudden, he starts telling him, Idatalam, you should tell them that, Beis Chayeyim, they should, form them, Beis Chayeyim, to do Gmilas Chasodim, Bikacholim, Kulas Mason. I mean, how does this fit into the parsha? I mean, it's a parsha of Mini Dayonim, why all of a sudden? So the Ben Yehuda brings down from someone, Marad. He says, he wanted to tell him an Eitzah, he should have a lot of Dayonim, then most of the Din Torahs will be taken care of. So he says, if a Yid will have a job, He says, Yisrael was afraid. You can have how many dayonim you want. If they won't have a job, so every kleinekai, not you have a job, so every kleinekai will go to din teire. So how many dayonim you'll have, it won't be maspik. Yisrael realized this. So Memelas, he told them, listen, we have to get rid of up to the 50% of the din teiras. First one told them they have to have a job. If they have a job, no, that's what's kedai to be mavata. So in order to go to din teira already, it has to be something serious like this. The panasi you don't have and time you have on your hands. So how the teiras that they would go to would be too numerous. You wouldn't have enough dayanim to take care. They have a job. So first of all, each one has a job. The mavata and the job is also not poshut. So he whittled down the number of the dinai teiras. Yeah, that's number one. Then he says, number two, he told them about Gmilas Chasodim, a person who has in his nature to be Gomel Chesed, he's Mevata, Simamele also, he won't go to the Torah on any Kleinigkeit. He told them about Bikur Cholim, Kvuras Mesim, so Memele, so then they'll see the whole world is at, so how long is this whole world going to last? How long are we here already? So Memele, so then they'll see the whole Olam Hazas Havelabolam. Again, these were all eights to whittle down the Dinei Teiras that he was chayish they might come about. So that's why when he's telling him to appoint Ayonim, he says, we also have to make sure that we have to whittle down, there should not be too many din teiras, and all these were eitzes. That's one mahalach. We here's on the side of our Gemara, Vaidato lahem zebeis chayeim, Sarashi says in Baba Kama, Nagoizel, Talmud Teirah. You should tell them, Beis Chayayim, that's the Bote Midrashes. You should tell Klal Yisrael that the Mokim, the Bayis, will be Zeiche to Chayay Olam Hazeh, is the Bote Midrashes. Ki Heim Chayenu, Ba'irech Yomeinu, that on this world, a person will have a chaye olam hazeh through that he finds himself in the bottom midrashes. That's what Rashi says, or he zeichet ariches yomim, through bottom knesiyas, bottom midrashes. That's the argument, it would seem it's the bottom knesiyas. That's the base chayeyim. That's the batim which one acquires chayim. There's a very interesting maral. The maral wants to say a third pshat. She yediya lahem beis chayehem hu oilam habo. You should tell them about oilam habo. Shu beis chayehem shu atzloche ha'achroine. You should inform them about Olam Haba, which that's Beis Chayeim. That means this world is only a temporary, we're only here temporarily. It's a gesher that everyone has to go through, but the Beis Chayeim is Olam Haba. And if you'll tell them about the Olam Haba, so then everything could be then it's a hemshech. Says v'ishalto SMS achukim besatoires. You should warn them about the chukim and the toires, which many times involves a lot of difficulties. So not all the time a person has the gvure to be mekayim this. So then he says v'idata lahem. Inform them as beis chayeim. Inform them about the olam haba. What they're going to acquire eventually, that's shu atzlocha achoine. And perhaps with this, things will be looked at in a different perspective, and and it will be much easier. There's a Amorlike Moshel from the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim brings down there was a person who was a businessman. He used to go away from home for a month to a faraway country. He used to purchase diamonds. And he was a Mesudadik, a businessman. He put away the money he needed for the traveling expenses, the hotels where he'll stay. And he put away money, how much he'll be able to invest to buy the diamonds. And he was doing this every year. One year already he had purchased the diamonds, which he would do business with the rest of the year. He was about to start his journey home, and someone approaches him and he says, I heard you came here to buy diamonds. I have beautiful, tremendous diamonds to sell for very cheap. He says, I'm sorry. I mean, I spent all my money. You should have come before. He says, look what I want to sell. See, he looked at those diamonds. The diamonds are mummish. Never saw such diamonds in his life. And so he says, but I don't have any money. He says, I'll sell it to you cheap. And how much money did he have left? And for that was his traveling expenses. And most of that money, he purchased those diamonds. About it. But then he was in a dilemma, because then how does one get home? Usually he used to go first class, and he used to stay in the hotel, and now he didn't have the money to do this, so he started walking, he slept in the park, and he was, the going back home was much, much more difficult. No? So on his way back home, one person who knew him sees him lying in the park and goes over, Yankel, what happened? I mean, you're a businessman, what happened? So he told them the whole story. At the present time, I don't have any money. I can't afford my previous lifestyle. And he tells them the whole story. So he says, I hear everything, but how can you be civil? I mean, you're not used to such a lifestyle. I mean, I would die from busha. I mean, how could you do such? How are you able to do this? So he says, I'll tell you, sometimes I feel very depressed. I feel depressed, okay. So I go and take out the sack of diamonds I purchased. I look what I have. I look what I acquired. And that gives me the strength to continue. So Bemison the Chofetz Chaim says in an ode, he says, a person, when one comes into difficulties, he should look what he's going to get. This is what the Maharal says. V'idatom es beis chayim, inform them. There's chukim, there's toiris, there's difficulties. But if one is aware what the hatzlocha achreina will be, things go much easier. Let us go further. Amama yelchu zebika choylem. Frank the Gemara, haino gmilus chasodim. That's gmilus chasodim. So we said already, so I need a new posik of bika choylem. By nitzrocha elo leben giloy. The mama ben giloy noitel echod mishishim bacholyoy afilohochi mi boile lemezel legabei. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Rashi doesn't say anything, but it seems that Ben Giloy, who was noiled b'mazloy, it seems there's a miyuchadike seder that a person who was noiled b'mazloy, through his bigol, he takes off a 60th or a chelik of the chayli that the chayli is suffering from. So this is a chiddush. This is not a poshet gemilas chasodim. This is a gemilas chasodim that part of the chayli is going on to the memavakya. Like this, we know the din of bika chaylim, the poshet din of gemilas chasodim. You go to the chayli, you mispalo for the chayli, you help the chayli, you assist the chayli. But here, there's by a ben giloy, there's more than that. That means by going to him, he lessens the chayli, and a chayli goes on the ben giloy. So this is a new chiyuv. Agabucha, I once had this chiyuv when the Manchester Hashiva Zechayinu Levracha came to America. So I once went with him to Mavaka Chayla Saman. So before we went into the house, so he held my hand and he said, "Hinini muchan amezumnan l'kayim mitzvus asay." He said, "This pasuk by Batalachem, Ashayelchu zubika choylem mitzvus riches kavone," and that's what he did before we entered the house. Al koponim, that's this pasuk. Bo zukvure. Like the Gemara, heinu gemilas chasodim. Again, this is gemilas chasodim. So here, the Pasuk of Bo is coming to tell us that even though of the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasodim, there is a p'tul of Ein Lefi Kvoida, I'm not mechuyev to be mevaza my kovet, but seems this is, that's Ben Odom Lechaveroi, but it seems the mitzvah of kvures achiev bein adam lemokim, and the mele, so that, even though it's not lefi kvoidoi, there's no ptur of zokin bein lefi kvoidoi. Ashe yasun, zu lefnim mishures hadin. Samaises hadin, ashe yasun, zu lefnim mishures hadin. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Chuvin Yerushalayim came about because they were done din Torah. So the Gemara says, "El dini de megisto ledainis." What kind of din should they be done? Dini de megisto. We'll see in Rashi that's a din that's not a nice kahal than a din. Ela eimo shehemidu dineyam al din Torah. Avdu lifnim mishuras hadin. So that brought about Chuvin Yerushalayim. Shemidu dinayim al din Torah, and they did not do lifnim mishuras hadin. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, dinid megista lidayinu bitmiyat, megista guzoi hadonim biyisurim ubachazoke. That means a din that's not a nice kahalten, a din that's not a pi din Torah. Chavei Rebbe Baba Kama, the Daini Begistayo. Let us see Taisvis. Avkerei, why was he Mavker the Eitzim? Shlei Koshlu b'nei Odom b'lei Sigza. Vim Taima, for Taisvis, Oma Bepeik, Ein Bein Amuda, Ein Hefke Elo b'fnei Shloisha. That you need three people to stand there. The Maila of three people is that one person should be able to be zoich in it, and two people should be adem that you are mafkira. That's why there's a, you need three people. That is a, then there's gemiras das on the hefka. V'yeshloima dochena mehavishloish. There were three people there. There were three people that witnessed the hefka. The shaila is, if there were three people there, so why didn't they help pick up? There was Kainim and Chaylim, and they couldn't do anything. They were, so a mele was either Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, or no one else. That's... Inami, the Reise below Shloisha Nami Habi Hefka. Mina Teirem, you don't need three. Only me the rabboni need three. So the Taisus Arosh asks Sakash, good but me the rabboni need three. So this hefker is not a hefker, me the rabboni. So the Taisus HaRosh says, Ein Hachanami, you're right, Tak, it's not a Hefke Midarabon. What he wanted to accomplish, Alokaponim in a Torah, it should be Hefke. So if someone will be Zeichet, he's not able to sing some in a Torah. He couldn't do more. That means we have a Moira de Kizach. He had an alternative. He had an alternative. That means either he'll help him. But that was spotted to help him. It could be caught, it could be was not only was he pot, it could be was also of Kvayda Teira. So that eight so really he was Potter, but there's a chiv to do Lifnim Yishuras Hadin. So he should have fought on it. So therefore the Eitzah was to purchase the Eitzim. So that was the right thing to do. So now he has a problem believing the Eitzim people will be Nifshel and Leisigzil. So it was Mafket, so Kaponim, that was the best that he could do. I mean, there wasn't another Eitzah what to do. So that's what he did. Chili perikamba de Shabbos gigis ner kdeira afkuri mafkelu half a gav de lekish leisha osamanan sadi de mafkelu beliboy shloyase iser shvises kela. Shitas peishama in mesech de Shabbos is that just like a person is mitzuve al shvises behemtoy, is mitzuve al shvises kela. Is Kalim cannot do a malocha in Shabbos. So what did they do every Erev Shabbos? So they were mafka the Kalim. So there also he didn't have three people there. So Taisha says there was Anan Sadi the mafkalu beliboy shleyas isa shvises Kalim. That means this whole inyan of three people is only to bring about a gemiras das that he should mean what he's saying. That means he says he's mafki, but there's not to wait him there, so later he'll retract his words. So in order to make sure that he's goyma bedatoi, and he really means what he says, you need three people standing there. But when it comes to Isurim, so they don't have to be afraid that there's no gemiras das. Sanan sadi, the mafkelu beliba yishloyashse iso shvises kela. Loichol va Yerushalayim, elo mnei shemidu dineyem al din teire. That's put about chuban Yerushalayim. Vim teima, so Taisvis asks, to be Yuma Oma Mibnei Sinas Chinam. The Gemara says in Yuma that the reason that what about the Chuban Abayis was the Sinas Chinam. Ishloima Doho Voho Golmo. That both were Goyrim. So I saw Nachrenim say Shara Yoyre the Maral Ben Yoyode the old Ask a mirror the kikash and they say you say this the keteretz. That means the Gemara says, "Omar Rab Yochanan lechol by Yerushalayim elo al shadona bo dinei Torah," which means sheemidu elo. That was the reason for whom Yerushalayim. That elo, Moshe elo. So Tosfos says, "Oh, the Gemara says in Yuma Mignaisin Ezrim, hova hogom both." So it's not Elo. So the two reasons. Here it says Elo. That's a kasha that the Achrenim ask. They say, Amor de Keteretz. Pshat is like this. The reason that Yerushalayim was Chorev was because there was Sinas Chinam. That's the reason. That's what the Gemara says in Yuma. But if would be Loi Hemidu Debreim Ardin Teire, that means it'd be Mevata, they wouldn't go according to the letter of the law, so then the Rabbi Nishlam would be dan them also, lifnim mishuris adin. So taki, even though als their actions, the tzchayev achulbim, but that's if you go with the letter of the law, just like they go lifnim mishuris adin, Rabbi Shimon also go lefnim mishur hadin. So even though there was in the schinim, the Rabbi Shimon would not be machriv the Yerushalayim. But since they wanted everything according to the letter of the law, there was no vitur in their anhoges. So then there was the same anhoge that the Rabbi Shimon had with them, that's what Chazal tell us, Kalamava Midoisa Mavirunay Al Kolp Shov. There's a Seder like that. If a person, even though rightfully he has a taina, that you owe me and if he's Maver Al Midoisa, so then there's a Midah Kenegan Midah Mavirunay Al Kolp Shov. That's Pshat in the Stasis. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, Eizu Hiyaveda. When is it an Aveide? Is Motzach HaMoyer a Pore Royim Baderech? Ain't so Aveide. You see a HaMoyer a Pore, the Royim Baderech, ain't so Aveide. So Trash, Eze Aveide, Big Mor Meforish, ain't so Aveide. Vein Achayv Lahachzer, Shemidah Sinichu Shom, it was left here, don't chapel with it. It's Shemidah Sinichu Shom. Chamor v'keilov hafuchim. But what if you see a chamor and the saddle is upside down, the saddle is by the stomach? Poro rotzo bein akromim. Arezo aveidu. So this is already a simen that this is lost, and then the sachiyim hasham. Hichziro uborcho. What happens if he returned it and ran away again? Hichziro uborcho. Filo arbo v'chamish epomim chayim lachziro. Shenema hoshei teshive. Hoya botel misela. Now, if in this mitzvah of Shabbos Aveide, he has a job, and by returning the Aveide, he'll lose a sela. Lo yoim aloi ten li sela. So he shouldn't go over to the Bailim. Give back the Aveda, but he says, you know, because of you, I lost a day's work. I could have made a seller. Ten li seller. Alonaisan li schorei kepoil. We'll see in the Gemara, that means kepoil bottle. That means, he'll tell him, that is true, you didn't work today, but leidach gisa, you had a stickle vacation today. So don't ask me that I should pay you a day's wages, if you, the Maisa, got a day's vacation, so you give him kepoil bot. Him yesh shom bezn, but what if this person, he doesn't want to be a poil bot, he doesn't want to take vacation. He can make a seller, if he won't return the Aveda, he can make a seller day. He's not interested in the vacation, he's interested in making money. So him yesh shom bezn, masne bifne bezn. So he goes to Bezin, and he tells Bezin, listen, I found an Aveda. That means I have a job, I make a seller a day. If I'm going to return this Aveda, I'm going to lose a seller. I'm not interested in taking vacations. I want to make my seller. So Memele, so what do you say? So I saw Nachlas Moshe, there's a few cheshbonos that Bezin makes. One cheshbon Bezin said, first of all, it's taka true. We have to find out. You taka make a seller. They have to show us we have to be mevarech this, that how much you get paid a day. That's number one. And number two, Bezin has to see, maybe we'll find someone else who doesn't make a seller day. He'll be interested, I'll upon them. Bezin sees, no, it's either this person or this guy won't get it back. So then Bezin says, fine. His master b'fnei Bezin, Yen has to give you a seller. Now, this din that Bezin Paskin has to give him a seller means that now he's in the coming, took a day off, he comes over to Yen. Yeah, give me a seller. Here's a psak Bezin. He said, this Bezin Sashkibis, who told you to bring it back? I'm not interested in giving you a seller. A guten Tag. It's not worthwhile for me to give you a seller. So that's why you need a bezin. It works with hefke, bezin, hefke. If bezin, that is the psak, that if a keret, a bezin was mevarer, that that you make a seller and Avinu Shvi, it should be worthwhile for the Baal Aveda. Pashteitzach, he has to pay for his Aveda, but it's still worthwhile. So you're mechuyev to give him a seller. That's why we need a bezin. Im ein sham bezin, what if there's no bezin? And he's not interested in taking a vacation. Bifnei mi yasne, so there's no one he should be masne in front of. Ishaloi kaidim, so then his job comes first, and then we have to pick up the abed. Let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi, rotsa bein akromim, the mistakva, it gets bruised if it's running bein akromim. That's an abed. Lo yoyim alei tenli selo shebotalti mimlachti, Sheyoyim aloi, so the owner of the Beidu says, listen, Masisa malachtecha yisam arba teirech. So you hit a sweat and for to get the seller. Ashel lefima shetarachta too. You took a day off. Kepel b'gmor mefoshim yesham besen. Im noyach loy letreich yisek de lahar beischad. Vein echotze chofetz li botl mimlachtoi, ma yase, im yesham shloyshe b'nei odom, yasle b'vneim, v'yoyim aru shani mistaker kach b'kach, v'yevshi le botl, itos chamud, ani oshiv im toimru sh'etol schar meshulam, and if they see that yesh dvorim begav, that's what they'll paskin, and then he's entitled to acquire a seller.